So following on from the match against Fulham, you said you had one or two injury concerns, Porter, Flynn and Skugel. How are they?
Yeah, they've all trained. There's a few tired legs still this morning in training, but yeah, at least they're out there and done something, and then we'll see how they feel on Saturday morning.
So a late check on the three of those just to see if fatigue has left them?
Yeah, that's it. You know, we do everything we can for them in terms of massages and recovery and everything in that way. But it was a hard 120 minutes and a lot of work went in that time. So there might be one or two might not make it.
Is everybody else injury free, as in an actual problem?
Yes, yeah, absolutely fine. Yep.
So just to follow on again from Tuesday night, what we saw in between the two games, it's puzzling, isn't it? It must be a real head-scratcher for you that what was seen against Crewe to what we saw against Fulham, it was almost a different team, I suppose.
It looks like that. It is easier in some ways. It's just different, you know, lining up against Fulham. Nobody expects anything, and we can play as we did, not particularly adventurous. We go even away from home to Crewe, and people expect us to be positive and try and win the game, and that's how we like to play. And then you leave yourself a little bit more vulnerable. And maybe there's a lesson for it to be learnt there, that maybe we should start like that away from home and get back to the really hard-to-beat thing and sacrifice a few of our principles and a little bit of the attacking.
But I think, is it as much about application for you from what you saw last Saturday to what we saw against Fulham? Because you never let them settle at all. You were right at them all the way through.
Yeah, well, we didn't let them settle once they got into our half. You know, at Crewe, you try and be a little bit more closed down in their half, and with us being a yard off it, and we didn't get close enough to them. And they passed round us at times. So that the goals changed the game totally at Crewe. Against Fulham, they didn't have too many opportunities, so we managed to keep them out. But it's just strange how it works, and you know, people will just throw the obvious thing in. Well, how can you do it against Premier League and not in League One? It's just not as simple as that. I think if we'd have been playing a League One side the other night, after 45 minutes or an hour of the game, they'd have put a big centre-forward up there, they'd have put the ball in, got second round it, second balls, and played in a completely different manner than Fulham did.
Because that is kind of the assumption, isn't it? You play Crewe on Saturday and then Fulham, and it almost felt like it should be totally different.
Yeah, it is. It's football is strange like that, but you know, all the teams that we play against, or the majority of them in League One, causes different kinds of problems than Villa and Fulham. That's just the differences in the two divisions football.
It must have made life so much easier, sort of Wednesday onwards, psychologically, having had the low, to then have such an extreme high. I'm sure everyone's been bubbling since then quite nicely.
Yeah, they have, and now we know, you know, the home draw, we've got Forest at home in 10 days' time or something like that. So, having said that, we need results in the league. I think, three out of the next four are at home or something like that. So it's a crucial time for us, and none more so than Shrewsbury on Saturday.
I'm sure you'll be looking for, in league terms at least, that response against them, because they're also down there.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we've got, I think, some of the games coming up against our rivals in the bottom six or eight, so as well as some of the top teams as well. So against anybody, we just need to pick up points.
Are you surprised that the team are still in the league position they are? Because it's not that long ago we're talking about a healthy run.
Yeah, we are. We know the results. Certainly the away defeats have cost us. But even the games when we played well, we took with Stevenage and Bradford, should have had an extra 4 points on the board from those two games. I think that would make all the difference. So we can't let too many games slip by saying, you know, like we played well. Certain things you can't do much about. And I think those two games hit the inside of the post twice at Stevenage, missed a couple of chances, we know. At Bradford, 29 shots, and they scored with two deflections. Sometimes there's not much more you can do in games. But certainly defeats at Walsall and Notts County and then at Crewe, we should be doing better there.
I wonder if at times, because of the run that you were on and because of the success you've had in the Cup as well, that, and almost at times with some of the players, a false sense of security had crept in. It's almost like, well, we're in good form, but yet there was not necessarily the acknowledgement of the league position for some of them.
Yeah, I think there was an acknowledgement, but I just think there was a little bit of a feeling that because we'd been on, we'll go on another unbeaten run of 10 games or whatever, or only lose one in 12. But you need reminders that, you know, to do that, then we need to do the things that we did so well in that run. And I think maybe, certainly Notts County and Crewe, we didn't do them well enough.
Is this game almost against Shrewsbury must win in many respects? Not dramatically so, but it's a hugely important game just to get things going again.
It is, from that point of view. I think with 19 games left, then it's not quite in a must-win situation yet. But if you don't win these sorts of games, then in 6 or 7 games' time, then it will certainly become that. So it'd be far easier to get some points on the board, get out that bottom four, which we're desperately trying to do.
So Shrewsbury now, what do you make of them?
Well, they've changed the manager since we played them previously. It was one of those games as well we shouldn't have lost when we went there. 1-0 down at half-time to a blinding strike. And then Fabian gets himself sent off when we're absolutely dominant against them and we're looking not only to draw the game but to win the game. So another game where a point at least should have been on the board. But they're extremely hard-working, some of the stuff we've seen. They've got a great point against Brentford in the last minute the other week. But it's another team that if we play to our capabilities, we can beat.
Do you think that, because that almost kind of arrested their run for them, because they'd lost sort of 3 or 4 games prior to that?
Yeah, I know, and that's amazing how that one draw in the last minute, especially against the league leaders, will have boosted their confidence.
It's a situation this weekend too, where obviously home support again, you've had great success at Fulham, was on the road, it's a chance to put on a show for them.
It is similar to the Bradford. I think we've done all right at home. I think the last few games, you think back to the Tranmere one, Bradford, and certainly the Fulham one at home. I think we played well at home and we still maintain that's where we want to pick up the majority of our points. So another good opportunity. It is in the next few weeks. We just deal with this one isolation to start with. But when you look at the remaining fixtures, we've got to target our home matches for points.
A few other issues just to finish with. Miller, obviously, the other day grabbed many of the headlines after scoring the goal. But in terms of his rehab and being fully, you know, 100% to play, where is he right now? Is he ready for that?
No, I don't think so. It'll be next season before he's fully recovered from his injury, pre-season under his belt. So we'll be using him as and when we need to up until then. But it's lovely if he can chip in with the odd goal. And we did start him in quite a few games and he had chances, but unfortunately didn't take them. We hope now the difference will be now he's got his goal. If he does get on or start, he'll take one of those chances.
Because I'm sure in some respects, well, you may well think, I don't know, that he could be that foil for a Porter-type character.
Yeah, he could. It's just another a different option for us because Jose's done really well playing off Chris Porter. But you need something different in certain games. It might be that Jose drops a bit deeper, even wide at times where we've moved him to. So it'd be nice to have a Sean Miller firing on all cylinders or close to it.
So loan window about to open. In terms of the search, where do things stand right now?
Yeah, we've made inquiries again about bringing a couple of players in. So we're just waiting on a response. There's an outside chance we might even get one in time for tomorrow, but I think that's a long shot at the moment.
Would that player then be that forward? I know we've addressed sort of positions with you recently. Is it a striker that is the potential there?
No, not for the one tomorrow, no. He's one that hopefully we'll try and get in next week or the week after the forward.
All right. So where else are you looking then?
Oh, anywhere. Anybody that covers it in certain positions, you know. We're okay in certain areas of the pitch, but one or two others. When you look at the fixture schedule we've got coming up now, you know, the game against Gillingham is now being moved, which is, I think, we've got every midweek for the next 2 months. So it's going to be pretty hectic. We just need a little bit more cover. Not just cover as well, people that, you know, when they have to go in on a Tuesday night or a Saturday or whatever, then we can rely on them to try and get us a result.
And I see that most of those trips are nice and easy. Gillingham, Colchester, just round the corner.
It's a pain when they go to midweeks. For us, we just accept it and get on with it. And it's but supporters, we feel, honestly, an awful lot of sympathy for them having to trek down, you know, even Fulham in the week. It was brilliant we got the buses on, especially with the tube strike. Would have been a nightmare. But, you know, to go Colchester and Gillingham midweek. But unfortunately, that's the price of the FA Cup run.
Would it be, I'm not trying to put words into your mouth here. I mean, that was a great gesture to see the coaches and the volume of coaches, but, you know, should Sheffield United do that again for some of these trips?
Yeah, I think we're trying to do something for Preston on the Monday night. And if we do get a similar situation, then I'm sure the club will look at it again. Our new MD, Mal Branigan, is very keen on that sort of thing.
So just to go back finally to the loan window situation, what's the cut-off point? If everything sort of rolls on nicely, when does that player have to have signed for them to be involved tomorrow?
We've got till 12 o'clock tomorrow, so it doesn't open, I don't think, till midnight tonight. Yeah. So you can get all the paperwork ready for in the morning if we get the OK from the club.
confident then at this stage?
No, it's, let's say, with 24 hours to go, it's an outside chance, but we'll try.
Is this player of this division, Championship player, young player from a Premier League club, can you speculate on that with us?
No, it's a Championship player, so we're just waiting. We think the player would like to come, so it's just agreeing with the club.